Produced by GauntletCreative.com.
This episode of Neckbreaker is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment. Here.
All right, guys, welcome to Neckbreaker, the original heavy metal pro wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Brian Thompson. Joining me across the office studio here, my co-host, senior pro wrestling correspondent, Sir Chris Casares.
Hi.
In
I'm just going to whisper the entire episode.
Hi. Our in-studio guests this week here in Hudson, Ben and Derek from the, I wrote Boston prog metal band Lattermath. Am I wrong? I just stole from your Facebook, so does that sound pretty much in ballpark there?
Yeah.
Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having
us. Don't we have to drink?
Oh, yeah.
Old neckbreaker rule.
Drink.
I'm already doing that.
I think we're already drinking, but...
Anytime anyone says progressive...
Oh. Well, dude, then I'll
I forgot
progress.
About that. Progressive is our Pee Wee Herman drinking rule. So.
You just said...
We got a stacked episode this week, guys. We're going to shoot the breeze with the dudes in Lattermath. Casares is going to review the next game on the list of our recently launched history of pro wrestling
video
games.
Surprise, it's not that good.
Yeah, surprise, it's an old fucking wrestling video game. So what we're doing, just to keep you guys up to date, you don't have to follow pro wrestling to know this, but Casares and I are building a master list of every pro wrestling video game ever that ever fucking existed, because nobody's ever done this. And Casares is going the history and reviewing these games.
That's right. So
like, think of the worst video games.
If you have a rare video game or console, donate it to me.
Yes, and then Chris is going to be playing it. We're going to do a ruled and sucked for those. But and then later, we're going to wrap up this fucking episode with a Metal Archives album rating game. It's been a few months, so we got to come back here with the dudes in Lattermath. Chris and I are going to do a round of that. So let me get some housekeeping out of the way, and then we'll switch to our interview. Hope you guys enjoyed a recent Warbringer episode. John's like a good dude. New album, World of the Vanquished, is phenomenal. Really well done. Be sure to grab the album, Napalm Records. And if you haven't heard the interview, check it out on our show archives, iTunes, and neckbreaker.net. Follow our dumb updates at MB Podcast, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're posting dumb shit all the time. Follow that shit. And finally, if you want to help us break even and pay the bills around here, can pass that shit.
It's a cigarette.
Yeah, of course. Cigar of sorts. Adult cigar. If you want to help us pay the bills around here, you guys are listening out there. We're not asking. We don't have any advertisements. Buy some t-shirts. Neckbreaker.net/shop. We got cool spoof t-shirts up there. Buy a shirt. Spend a little money there. Buy your girlfriend something nice. Helps us break even and pay the hosting costs and all that bullshit.
Do we sell leggings? We should sell leggings.
We can. So what would we put on our leggings?
My dick.
That's all I needed to hear.
Several times, because it's not big enough for leggings. Just one of my dick, anyway.
Just one. Several. Just one of your.
Still employed.
So in that case, neckbreaker.net/shop. And fucking that's our housekeeping. So Lattermath. Ben and Derek, thanks for coming out here to the studio. It's not going to be a professional interview, but we're gonna break apart the band, talk about past projects, all that bullshit. Lattermath, you guys dropped your self-titled debut album. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct.
iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify, all that hogwash. But
it's everywhere.
Where do you guys stand on people streaming your album versus buying physical copies?
I don't give a shit, man. I just
well said.
I just want people to listen to it. Honestly, like I don't care. You know, obviously it's nice if they buy it, but you know, like if they're anything like me, like I'll stream the shit out of something for free for like months, and then I'll buy it because like I really like the band, I want to support them. But like, you know, I just kind of hope people are like me. I guess maybe they're not. I don't know. I don't really care.
Same here. Like, you know, I'm just happy people are listening to it and enjoying it. That's all I really care about, you know? Yeah. Like, if people want to, you know, buy the album or buy a t-shirt, buy a poster, you know, that's great.
That's what it's all about, really. You know, just we just need people hearing it. And
just people taking time out of their days to just fucking give a shit.
Your opinion is correct.
Yeah, you
know. Right.
It's really cool when like someone hits me up and says that they like listen to our shit like on their way to work in the morning, and I'm just like, that's fucking rad.
You know, there's probably a lot of bigger bands.
That's all I care about.
Like you know, larger scale, you know, like Megadeth or like whatever, the larger scale metal bands that are like, can you buy our albums versus streaming them? Because streaming them is fucking pennies. But at certain levels, bands are like, no, we just want you to fucking hear it. Yeah. Just take the fucking 30 minutes out of your day to hear our album.
Man, so we play metal. We're not going to make money. You know what I mean? It's like, you know
well said.
What? That's blasphemy.
Actually, I joined this band to make a lot of money.
That's the only reason, Ben.
Well, you joined the wrong band, buddy.
You
7 years ago, you joined the wrong band, dude.
7 years ago,
It's been a while. We didn't do anything for a very long time. But,
yeah. You know, it's the oldest argument in the book about physical versus digital. It's just a lot of old dudes want people to buy records, buy albums, buy CDs.
Do you think anyone illegally streams us?
No.
Like
the podcast?
Yeah.
They don't get it from iTunes.
You think there's some dude who just like rips our audio and puts it up on YouTube and is like collecting money on
torrents and all that shit.
Yeah, it's on Pirate Bay.
You know what?
Where's the Mankind figure?
Ben, you gotta catch this. Whoever has a comment of the night gets to hold on to Mankind for the evening. That means Ben,
can be overtaken, but
you can be overtaken. For now, you can comment of the night. Well
what
done.
Was the comment that
Pirates Bay?
It was a Pirate Bay reference.
Pirate Bay. Yeah. All
right. That's a deep cut right there from 2004.
So Ben and Derek, I'm not going to go into your life story, but can you?
No, please go into our life story.
So we're going to spend 6 to 8 hours. Father. Can you guys talk about the first metal show you ever went to?
Oh, wow. Shit.
And think about it. Take your time. Breathe.
You want to go first on this one?
Yeah, first metal show ever.
It was Oleander, wasn't it?
No. I think it was Metallica at the original Foxborough Stadium, the Summer Sanitarium.
I was up that one. 2000. Yep.
Yeah. You were there, too?
Wow.
Yeah.
I was there, too.
I think that was the first metal show.
I went alone. I went with nobody. Nobody wanted to go with me. Fuck it.
That was a good show.
What was it, Deftones or Limp Bizkit?
No, that was 2003 This was Metallica, Korn, System of a Down. Rock.
Yeah, System of a Down, Kid Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, Power Man 5000.
That's what it was. That was the last
one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, I'm really into, I was like 15, and I was like, I like all these bands except System of a Down, and now like System of a Down is probably like
I don't feel like anyone knew
all,
System of a Down at that
exactly,
point.
Exactly, they were touring off their self-titled, their first record.
Yeah, like I had the one that had like Sugar on it, like that album.
Yeah, that was the first one, yeah.
I liked them at that point. I didn't like them once they blew up with the... with their next album, I was
the other way around. Actually, I didn't really get into them until Toxicity.
System of a Down got into that new metal lump. They got lumped into the new metal bracket,
but they were wacky.
They weren't new metal. I really don't think they were straight up new metal. They weren't.
Some
like,
of their stuff was sort of new metal, but most of it.
I thought Toxicity like sort of was the real pusher into the new metal category.
Yeah, yeah.
Like their first album was wacky and it was noise.
Yeah, wacky, but like I can't think of a new metal example, but they weren't like full blown new metal, like generic, like cringeworthy new metal. They were just.
I don't think
everyone's okay with System of a Down.
Yeah.
So all right, so you went to Metallica. What about you, Derek? Well, you got like a first.
I'm trying to think, man. I'm pretty sure my first legitimate metal show, besides like local shows, was in ninth grade. For me, that was like 2001. Something like that.
Sure.
I think it was Slayer and Arch Enemy at the Palladium. It was the Jägermeister tour. You guys remember that shit?
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
I was in college drinking lots of Jägermeister.
I was like 14.
I still liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like 14. I wasn't a huge Slayer fan. I did dig Arch Enemy. I went with a couple like buddies who were crazy Slayer fans. I've never been a Slayer fan. I don't hate them. I just don't like them at all.
Podcast is over. We had a good run. That was great.
Slayer is my least favorite of the big four.
Yeah, you know, you got to respect that shit because it's been around for a million years. But I've never really listened to Slayer. But Arch Enemy was cool. It was like old school Arch Enemy when like Angela was still fronting them and like way before Jeff Loomis and like you know like old school Arch Enemy, like good Arch Enemy. You know
that is the worst.
And I can't remember. There was another band that like opened that tour, and I don't fucking remember who they were. Somebody reminded me.
Was it Eye on Fire?
No.
Was it Bodom?
No.
Sucks.
Somebody reminded me recently, but I don't.
I would have loved it if it was Bodom, but
honestly, like that was probably my first real metal show outside of like going to local shows and stuff. Because, yeah, you know, I had been playing in metal bands and stuff already for a few years at that point. So I don't know. That's probably it.
You know, I'm kind of slowly building a story to where you guys are currently. I know we talked about the album, but we're going to come back here. Like, what projects were Derek and Ben? What projects were you in before Laddermath? And you could say nothing if you have no other projects.
Oh, I mean, I think there's several between the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
I played in a band for 4 or 5 years called Structure Fails. You remember them?
No, I'm sorry. No.
Dude, we used to play with the Summoned all the time.
That's,
man,
some, you know, shade, bruh. No, I'm just joking.
Dude, I'm not going to be that guy.
You're wearing, like, a Summoned shirt, and we used to play with them all the time, so I figured.
Do you want to be that guy? He's like, yeah, man, I saw your band fucking years ago and didn't.
Man, yeah.
No, I'm going to be the guy who
said. Oh, that song with the thing, yeah.
No, like, we weren't anything special.
Structure Fails, you said? So give me a genre. Give me, like, a metalcore.
We're like melodic death, kind of. With, like, sort of, like, Killswitchy influence, too. Like,
yeah, there was definitely it was like a metalcore vibe. Like,
sort of. I think I brought the mellow death to it, and they kind of had, like, the Killswitch thing going on. So we sort of, it was fun, man. We did it for a while. I don't know. You probably know all the dudes.
You know, at 2 a.m. it's going to hit me, but right now it's not. I'm sure I've seen multiple sets.
I'm pretty sure you were at shows, man.
Multiple shows.
I'm pretty sure you were at shows.
You know, a couple of glasses of wine, a couple of vodkas deep, and you forget this shit.
It's been a while, man. I haven't been in that band in a bunch of years at this point. But
it built a story. It gets to how you got to Laddermath. So then you were in Structures Failed, right?
Structure Fails.
I nailed that.
Yeah. yeah, and before that, I was in a few bands, and, you know, with my brother, actually. He plays drums, so I grew up with playing with him. And
a drummer in New England, that's good to have. Yeah. Those are rare. Those are hard to find.
So we.
What's up, Alex?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, you know, as a guitar player, it was really awesome growing up with a drummer, because, you know, I could.
Good to go.
I could play a drum kit whenever I wanted, and B, I had a fucking. I got really good at being, like, really good rhythmically, because I had, like, a person who was good at rhythms who was right there, and I just always had someone to jam with.
So. Same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
I had two friends who were drummers, and I grew up around it.
That's, like, the best thing in the world, man, for me. It's like, I'm definitely, I've always been more of, like, a tight rhythm player. I do play lead stuff, but, like, I have a lot more fun, like, writing riffs and, like, being... You know what I mean? And I owe it to that, you know, having a drummer in my life, like, always, since day one, basically.
Yeah. Befriend a drummer, kids. Mm.
So then I got to pass it to Ben. So, like, projects before Laddermath, what else were you involved with before?
Nothing that really got big. I was in a band when I was at Berkeley called Inoculus. Didn't go very far.
It's all really. Good.
That band kicked so much ass, dude.
Thanks, man.
That band was fucking, dude.
I felt like we could have gone places, but yeah, it never panned.
When I first met Ben, he was in that band, and he showed me their shit, and immediately I was like, "Nope, you're in my band now."
Stolen.
That's how that happened, pretty much. Yeah,
but, like, we have a large New England audience, so people are probably hearing that band name, going, "Oh fuck, I remember that shit." So, like, you're being modest, but. I think people know what's up.
They were good, man.
Thanks, fun. Man. So I was in that, and I was in a band called Horcrux for a short time that was kind of like...
Horcrux?
Yeah, like the Harry Potter, yeah.
I picked that up, yeah.
And it was very, like, Devin Townsend, Strapping Young Lad, that's sort
awesome.
Of thing.
That's why wasn't I informed of this before?
I don't know. Yeah,
here we are.
I like all of these things.
Again, it didn't pan out. It didn't go very far. We played like a few shows, and that was about it.
And then you have Avada Kedavra'd.
Yeah, and so now I'm with these guys, and I also play with Power Glove, the video game.
Never heard of them.
Nerd band.
That's cool, man. You're busy. Busy as shit.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's a good time balancing my time between the two bands. It's a lot of fun.
So, you know, we're a half heavy metal, half pro wrestling themed show, and I already know Derek's answer, but did you guys watch pro wrestling as kids?
No. Well, yes, as a kid.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, you're 4 years old, you're 5 years old. What are you watching, Hulk Hogan and all that bullshit?
I was a big Chris Jericho fan back in the day.
Jericho fan? Okay, yeah. So we're talking WCW, maybe mid-90s?
Yeah, yeah. I used to, like, me and my brother and my good buddy Jay, we used to, like, fucking give each other walls of Jericho on our trampoline.
Fuck and, yeah.
Dude, good. Like, part of, honestly, like, my back problems are probably 50% because of that. Because of pro wrestling, so.
Not
because
of a bad mattress or just you're working because hard, of
the walls
or
of fat.
You know, you're big. It's the goddamn walls of Jericho that put you out.
Yeah,
you know we get it. Not a lot of people follow the current product, but a lot of people in metal watch that shit as kids.
Yeah.
They're 5 or 6, not much going on. You watch wrestling.
I feel like if you grew up in the suburbs in America. Like, you watched wrestling at some point. For an extended period of time, too. Not just like a one-off. Like, I don't think there's anyone who's one-off wrestling.
Especially in the 90s.
If yeah.
If you're growing up in the 90s, I feel like that was a thing.
You watched at least 2 WrestleManias as a kid, I feel like. Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
You know,
I did. I watched several of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. A lot of my friends were hardcore into it. And, you know, I played along. I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was totally stupid by any means. I just... You know, I never got obsessed, you know.
We always tie it in because...
you grew up and thought, like, girls were more important than liking wrestling. So.
No, I thought playing my guitar was more important, yeah, honestly.
Yeah, you're telling your life story there, Chris. Picking up what you're putting down.
I'm sorry, cut it to your end.
Yeah, I was more into basketball when I was a kid. Like, before I got into metal, like, and playing guitar, I, like, wanted to be in the NBA.
What?
Yeah. So you're a big Muggsy Bogues fan?
Yeah. Muggsy Bogues.
I was really into Shaq. For some reason, I was like, whoa, like, Shaq.
5'11", Jewish, long-haired Ben Cohen is into Shaq.
Yeah, like, I was way shorter than 5'11 at the time. This is when I was in, like, elementary school. Like, I was in, like, 2nd and 3rd grade. I still have, like, at my parents' house, I have, like, a card collection of like an entire binder full of like 300 Shaq cards.
NBA cards.
And they're probably worth nothing now because kids just don't collect cards anymore. They all have iPads and shit. Like, who wants to collect pieces of cardboard when you have an iPad?
I was also a Shaq kid. You know what my favorite Shaq memorabilia was?
What?
Those Pepsi bottles with the humongous mouth thing on them.
Yeah, those were made just for Shaq.
Just for Shaq. That was
the wide mouth caps.
Yeah. Did Shaq actually use those though for real?
Like, I don't know. I did.
He did in the commercial. That's probably the only time
he did when he got paid to. It was pretty exactly. Much it.
You know, I got a one of the questions I like
you
asking.
Got a rap album too. Sorry.
Never apologize for talking about Shaq's rap album.
My friend had it, and I've listened to it more than once.
I still have it at my parents' house.
Nice.
There you go. These guys. I don't think I've ever heard it. I mean, I definitely followed, like, Michael Jordan when he played baseball, but, like, I don't think I have Shaq's rap album.
Yeah.
I saw Kazam in the movies.
Kazam is good.
Kazam?
It was one of the worst movies ever made.
Of course it was.
But yeah, I mean, you know, dude, if you're going to watch, like, a fucking basketball player try and act, like, Space Jam is the shit to watch.
Blue Chips. Nope.
Space Jam.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too, actually.
Blue Chips. That's been a while.
Too, actually. But
you know, I gotta ask. I mean, I'm not asking for like an address and fucking information, but I think it's nice to know. Like, what do you guys?
What is your address?
What's your social security number? And where were you born? No, like, where do you guys practice as a band? As Lettermath, where do you guys get together and actually jam?
Our drummer Anthony has a recording studio called Zen Beast Audio.
Zen Beast, Lemonster.
Lemonster.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, our drummer, he also drums in Pathogenic, and they're pretty well known in New England. They've been
Pathogenic.
We refer to
Pathogenic. Pathogenic.
Yeah. But you know, he joined up with us like very early on. Like, he's been our drummer for a while.
Yeah.
He has a studio right near us, actually. It's 15-20 minutes from here. It's in Lemonster, and it's pretty rad. And we jam there every week. It kind of sucks driving an hour every week, but it's worth it to have like a space where we don't have to like worry about what time it is or
sharing a room with three other bands.
And
the room actually sounds good because it's like the live room at a recording studio.
Yeah, it's treated. Yeah. It sounds good. It's, you know, it's meant for that. So
the most important thing I've discovered this about a practice room is air conditioning and heat.
Yeah, we have none of that.
We don't have that.
Neither of those.
In the summertime, it's pretty hot. In the winter, it's pretty good, actually. It's pretty good in the winter.
For some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's past
I guess there's heat. I think there's just no AC. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we have this
shit.
Really, dude, we have this fan, and I call it the death fan because I'm scared of this fucking thing. Because it's one of those big ass floor fans, like those big metal ones.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Dude, like it feels like it's going to unhinge and cut off your face. Like, because it shakes and it rattles and it makes this crazy noise.
It like moves on its own sometimes.
Yeah,
it like walks around.
You'll put it here and it'll end here. It's like by the end of the set, it's like 4 feet that way, and it's scary as fuck, man. But it keeps us cool.
Oh shit!
You can't see my thumbs up, but I'm
that's
making,
all right. You
I'm
guys
making
can,
a weird thumbs up.
Draw
right
the
now.
Fucking.
I kind of feel like that's like a visual people would get though. Like if you say like it's cool though,
it makes
like
you cool.
Like
bro.
You get the visual of a thumbs up. So
yeah, the pause.
Did you just make a pun?
Hey, I did.
Wow,
I did kind of. I don't know.
All right, it's the serious question of sorts, like ladder math.
Will you marry me?
Will you have sex with me?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. Thanks.
Of course.
Laddermouth wise, what's
can one, I?
Maybe if you ask nicely. What's one of the what's one of the biggest hurdles or challenges for Laddermouth right now? What like what's in the way of Laddermouth? Is there anything that's like I mean, you got a band room, so that's always like good. Is like life fucking tough for you guys, like scheduling wise? Like what's the toughest thing that's getting in the way for Laddermouth?
Honestly, life isn't too tough for any of us in the band. I feel like we all kind of have jobs that are fairly flexible and, you know, we'll be able to leave and go on tour when the time comes. So
sure.
That's not really an issue. I think, if anything, you know, just, you know, this is our first album. So I think getting our name out there is kind of the
awareness
right now. Yeah, just reach and awareness. And, like, it's, you know, it's tough with social media, like it's hard, you know, getting people to actually listen to your stuff.
You got a music video that dropped like what 20,000 views or some bullshit.
Like 28,000 now or something.
Yeah,
27,000.
That's not bad at all.
In a couple weeks, so it's doing well.
Yeah, right? We're pretty happy about that. I mean, that's like it's like Facebook views though, so it's like, dude, I wish that was on YouTube, but I don't know. I mean, our YouTube's not doing terrible. We're not promoting it.
Well, like, YouTube, you can monetize it, of course.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you gotta consider that probably half of those are, like, legit somebody actually watched the video all the way through. So, like, 10,000, that's pretty fucking good. Like, you know, considering...
Go 27. That's...
22,000.
It's okay
that's
to stroke the ego a little bit.
We got 27,000 views on our music video.
You guys should feel really fucking proud of that.
I
wouldn't try to diminish it with a number like 10.
All right, see, like, I'm just kind of doing what Tony does. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the nihilist pessimist of the group, so.
It's all good.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Yeah, Ben hit it right on the mic.
Awareness.
We you know, like, inner workings of our shit, like, you know, I don't know, like, we don't really have any shit that we're super worried about. I think we're all on the same page, which is really awesome because I've never been in a band where we're all on the same page in my life. So this is
you're all five adult men on the same page.
We all want to do the same thing, and
how about that?
We're doing it and we're making it happen. So
like then he was like, I want a house and kids.
Nonsense.
None of us want any of that. So that's great. You know,
are there any?
Fuck kids.
Fuck
kids. No. Do not fuck kids. Do not do it.
Hey, I'm not telling you to fuck kids. I'm saying fuck kids. All right?
There's your headline of Middle Different. Sucks Tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Laddermouth says fuck kids.
Hey, you want a license to print money? T-shirts. Fuck kids.
Fuck kids.
Fuck kids.
End of band.
It's all over. You had a good run.
No, like, in order to make that actually hold water, like, it would have to say, man, comma, fuck kids.
Man, .. fuck kids.
Yeah, you can't just say fuck kids, because that's just not...
It could be taken the way I did.
Yeah.
You could say beat kids. That's cool.
You can.
What, that's Dry Boop by Bukkake's? That's our fucking marketing scheme.
Is
that's
that
all
really
we have going for us.
Fucking kids, though?
You can beat them. That's cool.
Beating kids. That's we got to change this subject. This is,
respect kids and leave them the fuck alone. That's my motto.
Yeah, dude.
That's our moneymaker.
All I meant was don't have kids. That's all I meant. Jesus Christ.
but I turned it into a thing.
Too many people in the world already.
It's too many humans.
No more kids.
Too many humans.
Yeah, this is like a different way to ask your influences question. It's all boring and bullshit, but all right, are there any bands at Laddermath? If you could just fucking pick a band to tour with, who would you pick?
Fuck. Haken would be rad.
Yep.
Haken, there you go. Haken, so I take that as an influence question. Like, yeah. That's a band that's like, yo, these dudes are cool. We kind of were influenced by them.
And nobody has ever cited them as an influence on Neckbreaker, so that's a first.
That's a first. I'll give you that. You can keep holding on to the Mankind.
They're sort of an underappreciated thing at this point, I think. Like, they're not... I mean, they're much bigger than they were, like, last year.
But a lot of people kind of just see them still as, like, the British Dream Theater, but they've definitely, like, gone in their own direction. They have their own sound now. They're just killing it, man. I think those guys are awesome.
I think they write better songs.
I feel like Dream Theater is the American Rush, though.
Kind of. I mean, I think Dream Theater had their own thing, and you know, I don't want to talk shit about them.
No, it's cool. You can talk just because I'm a huge Dream Theater fan. I actually love Dream Theater criticism. I get it.
Can we all just agree that Rush is better than Dream Theater?
No.
Hot take.
Better, no. Different and still awesome, yeah.
Dream Theater wouldn't exist if Rush hadn't come first. I'll give you that. But fair. I think Dream Theater did their own thing. And they were honestly like one of my... They were probably my favorite band for a long time, like in high school. Like Dream Theater was like my shit. And I've seen them more times than I'd like to admit. Probably like 19 or 20 times live.
Jesus Christ.
How did you stay awake?
No, this was at the point where it was like a different set list every night of the tour, and they were playing like...
So awesome Portnoy was drumming.
Portnoy was drumming and like had great stage presence. Like, nothing against Mangini. Like, he's an amazing drummer. But like, there's something...
He's a better drummer than Portnoy in a lot of ways.
Technique-wise, yeah. But like, there's definitely something... There's something lacking in the band since Portnoy left. And again, nothing against Mangini. He's an incredible drummer. But like...
Name a Dream Theater song that's better than Closer to the Heart.
You fucking asshole.
You've seen them.
I'm starting a feud.
Something like that.
Heat, you're a fucking heat magnet.
I don't think I'm stuck on one thing. Ben just said he's seen one band 19 or 20 times.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was just obsessed with them.
I have a framed poster of Dream Theater. We're on the same ballpark.
If you're obsessed with a band, it might as well be a technically proficient band.
Maybe 5 or 6, not 20.
Yeah, there you go. See, like, I think the band I've seen the most is probably Between the Buried and Me, and I've seen them like 8 times.
Yeah.
That's your peak, yeah.
I've seen them 8 times without meaning to. Like, they're just always playing with other bands that I want to go see. Nothing against Between the Buried and Me either. I feel like I'm talking shit about every band right now. But like,
I love BT Down. They're one of my favorite bands of all time.
No, you're not talking shit.
I really like Between the Buried and Me on Silent Circus when that album came out. Mm. I was like, this band's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You didn't like Alaska or any of that stuff?
I liked Alaska, but it was like too... Nice, I want to say.
Too nice. Too cute.
It was too sweet.
Too sweet, bro.
I meant like sugary.
I mean, I'll admit that like their later releases haven't hit me as hard as, you know, like Silent Circus, Alaska, and Colors were like the shit, dude. Like those three records like shaped me completely. I mean, everything they've done since then, like, I dig, but nothing has hit me as hard as anything. And, dude, also their self-titled before Silent Circus.
Yes, also.
Like, those four records...
I like Silent Circus a lot.
Fucked my brain up, dude. Like, that shit made me want to, like, play technical metal music.
Yeah.
You know? Like, completely. That's responsible. Go on.
Next.
Yes. I like 2 questions left. I'm going to take a break because I got to fucking piss like a racehorse. And then we'll come back. Of course, we'll do a video game review, and then we'll do our Metal Archives game. We're okay with time here. Blattermouth-wise, playing shows, do you guys have a show that stands out as one of your best and a show that stands out as one of your worst?
Yeah,
I would say our best was probably opening up for Symphony X at the Palladium.
Jesus Christ, that's tight.
We were also direct support. We went on right before them, and there was only like one other local band too. So it was
Palladium upstairs. We played for like 500 kids. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. It was so sick.
That's awesome. I was there. I remember that. But
our worst show though was probably.
Oh man, I don't even know. But I'm waiting.
We played this.
I know you got a show. You got one in the back burner there.
Yeah, we played this house party in Alston.
House party.
And And we played without a bass player.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I hated it. It made me never want to play house shows again. And
nothing worked out for you.
Dude, I love the kids who put on the show, man. Like the dudes in Mauritius. Like, I fucking love those kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we're not dumb on them.
No. It was a wicked fun night. Just like I feel like we were just the worst ever, and it was just awful.
You can't play a show without a bassist. I mean there are bands that do it, you know, like Animals as Leaders plays with no bassist, but they have like bass tracks going through the PA. Like we didn't even have that. We were just playing without a bassist, and it was just, you know, there was no bottom end. Fair.
For like a progressive drink band, I feel like bass is so much more important. Like if you were just like a shitty thrash or like death metal band and you didn't have a bass player like that one time, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But like if you're a band that like requires five people to be like, you know, good, then yeah, absolutely. That's the worst.
Yeah, it was tough. It wasn't easy.
We're gonna Laddermath, self-titled debut album, available now. iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify.
All the things. Apple Music.
Google Play.
I don't even know what Google Play is, but it's on there.
Yeah, they're all there. I don't know what any of those things are, honestly. I don't know.
They're
money-making avenues.
I know what Bandcamp is, only because I pack and ship orders from Bandcamp.
Yeah, there you go. All they do is stream our album and fucking fuck us over, so...
Yeah. Bandcamp's great. We actually get the most payout from Bandcamp of any of them.
I've been making weekly post office visits because of Bandcamp, which is pretty rad, man. People buying merch and shit, so...
We put our album on Bandcamp, and then of course, somebody takes the fucking free stream, converts it to MP3s, and fucking leaks the shit out of it. Here you go. For the whole world to download. Thank you very much.
That happened at Nitro Party, too.
They did it for Nitro Party, too?
I honestly haven't even checked the pirating sites to see if we're on there. I'm guessing we are. But
probably are at this point.
They did it for our shit. So, I mean, I love Bandcamp. Did happen. That's not Bandcamp's fault, though. That's just some dude got nothing to do.
I said it once, I'll say it again, though. I don't fucking care. I just want people to hear it, man.
Get it out there. Get it fucking out there.
And your opinion is correct.
Yeah.
Laddermath.
You know, it sucks that people like to steal shit, but at the same time, it only helps us. Like, not financially.
Especially at the level that we're at, where it's our first record. Exactly. Out, like, you want to just get as many listeners as possible. You know?
If you start making this your full-time job and it's your moneymaker, then those dudes can fuck off. It's a completely different situation. But, you know, if you're just, it's a passion project, then absolutely just... get it out there.
Yep.
That's what's up. So support our dudes in Laddermath here. They're going to stick around. We're going to play our Metal Archives game, and Chris is going to review our next game on the list of history of pro wrestling video games.
Sure am. It's going to be real short.
We're going to take a quick sponsor/piss break. Coming up, history of wrestling video games, Metal Archives game. Stick around.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Yeah, the Shining Wizards, they're the best. I listen to them every Wednesday night. Tuesday night? Oh, I don't give a fuck. I don't listen to them anyway.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
We're back here on Neckbreaker. On our last episode, we launched a brand new segment called The History of Pro Wrestling Video Games. Chris and I have been working on this master list of every wrestling video game that's ever fucking existed. And Casares is going back in time to play these games and give us a little brief ruled and sucked on each one. And with that said, Chris, what game are we playing this week?
All right, so this week we went all the way back to the Commodore 64.
Jesus Christ.
If any of you have one of those systems that you don't want, give it to me because I don't have one.
play a little Romsky on this one.
So yeah, I played it online. It's readily available, as are most games. But for this one, it's called Rockin' Wrestle.
1985, I think it came out.
Yeah, well, and it's known as Boppin' Wrestle here in the U.S. for some ungodly reason. Might have been copyright issue. But I tried it out, and it's not bad. It's weird. It's a little difficult to get started because you don't really know that you're starting out at the bottom right hand corner. You just press start and it's like, all right, here you go.
Boom. They just fucking drop you in there.
Instantly, if you've ever read a book, you think you're in the top left to start off. No. Bottom right. This is backwards.
Bottom right just fucking drop you in.
Yeah, your name is Gorgeous Gregory.
That's a good name.
You have very flamboyant blue curly, yellow curly hair and a blue onesie. So that's your character, and I guess all the characters are designed after the developers of the game, and there's different guys and stuff that you can play as.
Shit, but your homework.
Yeah, I don't know. I like I said, I played this game. You can do, like, it's kind of weird because it's not bad in the sense that, like, you know, Backstage Assault or like WrestleMania 21 are like terrible just and like bad unplayable. Games. Yeah,
sure.
This it functions and everything. It's just a Commodore 64 game, so it's not very good either. It's kind of like in the, like, it's not the first wrestling video game, but it's the first wrestling video game to where you're not like seeing a text on the screen to tell you what to do and stuff.
It's not like an RPG or I can't think of the word, but
yeah. So it just kind of throws you in like haphazardly and it's just like, all right, have fun,
deal with it.
So you could do a lot of different moves and stuff, but since I was playing on a computer, I couldn't really do the Irish whipping because you have to like go around on your arrows and stuff. And you know, the Commodore 64, you had the stick and the couple buttons type of deal.
Not much to work with.
Yeah. It was almost like you were masturbating.
almost.
So, you know, it's not very fun though either. Like maybe in like 1987, like you and a few friends thought it was cool, but now it's just kind of like, why would anyone play this pile of garbage?
Why would they?
Because I told you to. Because I said it was a pile of garbage. Now people are like, oh, I got to try it. Because people are attracted to shit. I don't get it. So, anyways, yeah.
Fucking rock and wrestle, man.
Rock and wrestle. You start in the bottom right-hand corner, and you can Irish whip and do airplane spins.
There's no crowd graphics at all.
There's no crowd graphics.
Black screen.
You get a few lights in the top, and that's it. You get the ring. It's very much like WrestleMania, the NES game. Which we'll be talking about soon.
I mean, maybe in a year and a half or so at this point.
I can't wait for that one. But I've played a few of these games now. Like, Chikini recommended Toucan Road or Toucan something.
Yeah.
Last time we played that, and that game was phenomenal. But overall, this game wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It gets a 2 out of 5.
Right on, man.
Take that, Sessler.
We're going to keep...
Shove it up your dick hole.
Yes. Suck it long and suck it hard. We're going to keep doing that every fucking week. We're going to review an old school pro wrestling game. We have the whole database of every game. We're still building it. Every system. And we're going to keep doing that. So, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, and I'm going to make videos of these things soon, too. So.
Soon enough, we're going to be doing a capping.
We're going to be so famous.
You're going to make all the money in the world.
I'm actually quitting music to become a video game streamer.
Good.
Probably make more money, I'm sure a lot of people are like, fine, whatever, get the fuck out of here. And I'm good, totally not serious at all.
Probably make more money. So,
it's not about the money. It's about,
no, but you probably would, though.
I probably would. You're right.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's about the money.
It's all about the money.
It's about the pussy. Yeah.
It's about the pussy. I am fucking knee deep in the pussy right now. Covered in it.
Guys, I'm like big toe deep in pussy.
I have to reject so many girls because I'm like, I cannot possibly fit your pussy around this dick.
We'll get there. All right, guys, we're going to wrap up this episode. It is time to play our 6th edition of the Metal Archives album rating game. It's been a while. It's been a few months. We haven't done this for a while. So here's the rules. And in the interest of fairness, what we're going to do, our panel here, we're going to pick, I don't know, we got 4 people, maybe 8, maybe 10 random albums. Maybe each of us will get 2 random albums. Think about your, you know, the history of metal albums that in your fucking backlog of albums you enjoy. What we're going to do, we're going to guess what the fans or critics gave the album out of 100% on Metal Archives. This is that Metal Archives website has fucking every metal album in the world, and their fans and their critics give an average score out of 100. So, like, you know, a Blind Guardian album may get an 82, Metallica may get an 87, you know what I mean. You pick it up when I'm putting down.
Oh, yeah.
So, Price is Right rules, though, for our panel. Whoever has the closest guess to the actual rating without going over.
Ah, okay.
Gets 1 point.
Price is Right.
So, say I guess an 85, and it's an 86, and nobody else comes that close, I get the point. It's a little game here.
Closest to the answer without going over.
Without going over. Price is Right rules.
Now, you have like the list that we're going to be working with
here. Here's the beauty of it. So one time I planted all the albums and I listed them out and everyone said, you're a fucking cheater, Brian. You're fucking rigging this bullshit.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you, but
I was there when people said that.
I might have been accused of cheating, so it's completely random now. So literally, when I say someone's name, I'll say, think of a random metal album. And I will literally open up the Metal Archives website and check it live. Keep it fair. Keep it in the keep an honor system here.
Brian has actually been, while he was unemployed, he was actually surfing the Metal Archives and just looking at all the albums.
Studying and
he went on like this crazy like Rain Man type of like autistic.
Remembered like, everything.
Yeah. Beautiful mind.
Exactly. Just, like,
he's got every rating memorized on the entire website.
You got me figured out. So, you know, it's a stupid game, but it kills some time, and it gives people an idea of, you know, what we think albums should be rated out of 100%.
I've learned that's not the case at all.
And then what the stupid critics and metal hipster audience is actually giving that album. So it's pretty much a way for our panel to talk about albums for a few minutes. So I think it's a fun game.
Like, so here, I'm going to give you some advice on playing this. Like, don't think about what you would rate an album. Think about like what like the biggest shithead you'd know would say about an album.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What the biggest internet troll asshole guy would rate this album.
Yeah, because they're
metal elitists. Like,
yeah,
you're on the right track. So you're going to do better than me.
So we're playing against each other, and I will say whoever gets closest to the actual average rating gets 1 point. If you guess the actual rating by the exact percentage, you get 5 points, which can be, you know, that could be a fucking game. You know, that could seal the game right there.
However, you know what I mean? I have been dead on with one before and not won.
Yes, so. But it can get interesting. So
that's also impressive.
Yeah.
So I have a list.
Born loser.
I mean, there's a lot of numbers, so yeah.
You know, very honestly, I have a list of the albums we've done for our previous past five games, but so I'm keeping track. We're just trying to do any albums we've already done before, because maybe we'll remember the scores. So we're a very honest system here. So I'm gonna pass it to Derek. Give me a random metal album, top of your head, whatever the fuck you've been listening to past year, past 10 years, any random metal album, and we'll look it up on Metal Archives.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with Black Dahlia Murder Nocturnal from 2007. That was my favorite record by that band, and I still go back to that constantly.
I just want to make sure it's on Metal Archives.
Why wouldn't it be?
That's got it.
You never know.
I feel like that's probably one of the most well-respected Black Dahlia albums ever.
You know, there's some random prog bands or stuff that's like, nope, not even on there, because Metal Archives is a bunch of fucking hipsters and jerks. So, and I do see it on the list here, so I'm going to give it to Derek first. Derek, what do you think the average fan base on Metal Archives gave that album out of 100?
Fuck.
Did they enjoy the album?
I hope so, because I do very much so.
You have to take your personal feelings
I fuck me, right? Like, I would hope it got at least like an 85 or something.
85, I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass that over to Ben.
Would you say the fan base? Can I ask a question first before I give a rating? What would you describe? Well, you said the fan base on Metal Archives is like mostly like trolls.
Hipsters, or whatever.
Bunch of assholes.
Like, you have never seen this person because you've played a show.
85 and not 95.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some thumbs down in there, you know?
I'm going to give it a 67.
67. I want to pass that
Did
over.
You listen to that record?
Honestly, it's not about, I'm not sure if I've listened to that record.
It's not about that, though.
I'm more basing it on the band.
I know.
Who the people are on this website.
Apparently. I know. I'm just being a dick.
I'll pass it to myself if we're going, for rotating here. I'm gonna give it a 78. That's my number I'm going with here.
Aren't you looking at it right now?
I see the list here, but I haven't clicked the album yet.
Oh, you haven't looked at it yet. Okay, good.
I just want to make sure. I do a search to make sure.
It says 78, so I'll give it a 78. What does
that say? 70? Okay, yeah, 78. I'm going to pass it to Casares.
I feel like you guys are dead on with your selections. I was thinking between 65 and 85 on this one. I got to go lower. I'm going to say 50.
Ooh, 50. Going low-ski.
Even though I don't think it's that low, I'm not going to get a point if I go, because that's where I was, the exact range.
I was shooting low.
All right, so it's Price is Right rules. So
I think I'm way too low.
Whoever gets closest is, without going over, gets the point. So clicking our Nocturnal right now. And reviews. The average rating out of 13 reviews is 89%.
Wow.
The point goes to Derek.
Fuck yeah,
closest fucker. Without going over. Well done, Derek.
Knew it.
Impressive.
I knew it.
Well done.
See, personally, I'd give it like a hundo. But,
Again, you gotta judge the audience. You have no idea what these.
You're really four off though. That's impressive for your very first try.
Man, I love that record. I really do. That's the first one that popped into my head for some reason.
Nice.
So the next record. I gotta write this down because we try to keep track. We don't want to do any repeats. Next record goes to Casares. Random record, could be prog, could be thrash.
1992's March or Die.
Oh god.
By Motorhead.
March or Die 92.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So well, it's your record, so you get the first pick. So what do you think this record gets?
90. Hellraiser was an awesome fucking movie and song.
A 90. A 90.
Yeah.
For
It's Motorhead.
It's not
about how I feel.
They had a song in Hellraiser in that from this record, you're saying.
What's that?
You're saying they had a song that was on the Hellraiser soundtrack from this record?
Hellraiser was the song, yeah. Written by Ozzy, Zakk Wylde, and Lemmy.
Yeah. I remember the song.
And the song is fucking awesome. Yeah.
I'll just keep going counterclockwise. Derek, what do you think March or Die by Motorhead gets on Metal Archives?
He went with a 90. I
gave you a 90-point range.
You know, the thing got at least an 80, probably.
Okay, well, with 80?
I would say 80. 81. Give me an 81.
Pass it on to Ben.
I'll go with an 82.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I hope you get 5 points.
Son of a bitch.
The heel move.
So this is a 90s album by Motorhead?
1992.
92 Motorhead.
I was 4.
I mean, I was 8.
Said 82, right?
Yeah.
Ben said 82. Derek said 81. Casara said 90. Oh.
Yeah, I was 7 years old.
You know, I'm going to give it a 79.
Ooh.
I'm going to the 70 range.
Seems like we all think it might be in the same general area.
Yeah.
March or Die by Motorhead. Average rating. 80%.
Whoa! I should have stuck with 80, dude. Fuck.
Wait, so then.
Damn.
So Bragg gets
the
point.
I get the point because I didn't go over. I didn't go over. I didn't get over. Fuck. 79.
I should have stuck with 80, man.
Oh,
damn.
You said 81? I went 81. And I said 82. Holy shit. Wow. Yeah. We were all right there.
I was the furthest away and I picked the album.
Shit, man. Nice. But when you're 79.
Yeah, for some reason, I was thinking of that all day today.
You were. It came out of nowhere.
That's a good one, man. I've never been a gigantic Motorhead fan, but
they got an 80.
That's a classic.
I'm gonna pass it on to Ben. A random album, top of your head, think about it.
Or we're talking about Dream Theater before. I'll go with Awake if you guys haven't done it already.
Let's take a look here. Not that I would remember it.
It's a fan favorite. It's not like their most popular album by any means.
We have not done Awake.
I would say
we did Systematic Chaos.
But Images and Words is probably like their most popular album. But like Awake is, I feel like, I don't know, just like among Dream Theater nerds, it's like a big one.
You
know?
Yeah.
All right, Ben picks Dream Theater Awake. We have not done. We did Systematic Chaos because we were curious to see how low that was going to go.
How low did that go? I'm curious. Do you know?
Dream.
I guess, tell me after. Cause
I'll tell you after. I'll look it up. I'll look it up after. So we have, Awake. So you get the first vote, Ben. What do you think Awake gets by Metal Archives?
I'm going to go with an 82.
Okay.
Everything is a B minus.
82 is like your favorite number right now, huh?
Boy, yeah. I'm going to bump this up to a 91.
Ooh.
I'm going to bump it to 91. I think people love that album for some reason or another, so then it goes to Casares.
I don't. I feel like I have to be risky with this one. 50.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You know there's some fucking dickhead who's like, Russian's way better. Which is, like the character which is the character I was doing earlier.
I'm kind of on the same boat, man.
You think they're going to hate this shit?
I'm going to go with a 75.
Let's go with a 75 from Derek. Dream Theater Awakening.
Not as much of a dick as this guy here, but you
know. Yeah, I'm just trying. I'm trying to get into the minds of some terrible human beings.
Yeah. All right, give me one.
I don't feel like that album's bad though. I think
it's not a bad album at all.
Yeah.
It's probably that and Scenes are probably my two favorite Dream Theater albums.
I would say Images and Scenes are mine. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I like Images. It's the snare sound is hard for me to deal with. Like.
Yeah, that's a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
The production in general, not just the snare, it just sounds weird.
Yeah, yeah, just the snare is like the worst part of it. Yeah.
Dream Theater, let's take a look here.
No.
That was made in like, what, 96? Was that came out 90?
Images was 91.
Oh, okay, 92. So it was earlier.
Awake was 94.
Dream Theater's Awake on Metal Archives gets a 93.
Wow.
Oh,
I didn't have that much faith in people. So that's
again, great. You never know what people are going to give this album, but they must love this album on Metal Archives. So
you
90,
just got a point then, didn't you?
I did. It's Dream Theater.
You know this website better than the rest.
You picked the album. You picked the album.
He studies every band's album that's ever happened.
The whole archive.
He knows them all.
Brian knows the website about as much as I do.
Yeah.
So. There is no figuring out this audience, and that's the beauty of the game. We have no idea where they're going to go with this shit. So the next album I'm going to pick is another band on the wall here. I'm going to pick Blind Guardian. I'm going to pick A Twist in the Myth. It's sort of their 90s, not as popular album. I just want to see how low this thing goes. I'm going to give it 72. Twist in the Myth came out in, I don't know, 98, 99. I can't remember what year, but I'm going with 72 by Blind Guardian. What about you, Chris? You're a Blind Guardian fan?
Yes, I certainly am. 98 Blind Guardian.
Jesus Christ.
It's not going that low.
Oh, you said 98. You threw me off there.
I'm thinking the year.
98, Blind Guardian.
The year
is 2 years before Y2K. 98. That's
how you have to 98 say. Is not my answer. 93 is my answer.
93.
So it's close.
Giving you guys a big window.
Damn. Fuck. So you went with the 93 and you went
72.
With 72. Honestly, I'm not a huge Blind Guardian fan. I have heard the record you're talking about, but I don't really know it. So I'm going to have to go with like just a blind guess here. A blind guess.
Blind. Picking up what you're putting down.
Probably like an 87. Why not?
87, why not? It's a pure guess at this point.
19.
What do we got so far? We got
a 72, we got a 93,
and an 87.
We got an 87.
No.
I'm not very familiar with the album, not going to lie. I'm going to go with a 71.
I'm just banking on the only reviews being like hardcore Blind Guardian fans at this point.
It's completely guessing at some points. Yeah. Like, is the audience going to be hardcore Blind Guardian fans?
Like, who would take the time to review this, like, positively or negatively?
Nah, you're right, yeah. Like, especially, like, a more obscure Blind Guardian record. I think you're on the right track.
A Twist in the Myth on Metal Archives gets a 75.
Wow, I am surprised it went that low.
Did I win?
You said 71, so you went one point under me. I was a 72.
Really?
I got a 70.
Just a bastard and shit, man. I don't know what to say.
God damn.
You're winning at your own game here.
Yeah.
I'm giving you guys the albums to pick.
I think you're cheating.
You're definitely cheating, 100%.
You son of a bitch. We're going to do one more round. Each of us get one more album. And if we end up with a tie at some point, we'll figure that bullshit out. So then it goes to Casares. Next album on your list. Go random, and I'll let you know if we've picked it already.
All right. So this is a personal album that I would want to...
That would be on Metal Archives, of course.
Jagpanzer Casting the Stones.
Jagpanzer.
I'm trying to do something that people don't know. In an attempt that maybe one person would listen to that album and go, wow, Chris Broderick's amazing.
Okay, Jagpanzer's on there. All right, they're out of Colorado. Okay, they're a heavy metal, power metal band. I don't... Unfortunately, I'm not too familiar with Jagpanzer.
They're awesome.
I know
the names. Chris Broderick was in this band.
Yes. And Christian Wetchford. I forget his last name.
Harry Conklin? Yeah,
that was a singer. Yep.
Mark Briarty. Briarty. Yep. John Tetley. And the bass player. Hylard?
They've had several drummers.
They used to be called a band called Tyrant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tyrant was, I think, a name of one of their albums, too.
So the fix is in, Chris. This is your band, your album. Did you even pick an album yet?
Casting the Stones.
Oh, Casting the Stones. Thank you.
2004, 2005 area came out.
So what do you think this album gets on Metal Archives?
58. It's awesome, though.
This really terrible rating.
This album rules.
I'm trying to think of like, who would review this. Like, keep in mind, I've been way off this entire game. So
you just know that you're the only person in the world that likes this album.
I love this album.
So then I'm going to pass it to Derek, who may not know the band. So it's a pure guess, which means you could probably win it.
I know the band. I've never heard the album. Honestly, the only reason I know the band is because one of my friends from high school was super into them. But I never actually listened. fuck. I'll give it like a 60.
I'll give
it a 60.
60.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's a pure guess at this point. Yeah. Who knows? So then I got to pass it over to Ben.
I'm going to go with
68. Oh, I'm going to be that asshole. $1, Bob. $1, Bob. I'm going to go with a 1.
A 1.
That will be the closest. Oh, so let's see. Jagpanzer. What was the name of that album?
Casting the Stones.
I already forgot.
Obviously got a 1.
And it's really good.
Obviously got a 1.
Any guitar player should listen to that.
Came out in 2004.
Yeah.
86.
All right. That's where it should be.
So an 86 then would go to Ben.
I got it.
Ben got the point. Ben got the point.
Yeah.
But
I went against my personal feelings and it worked against me.
The worst part is that the 68 was the highest score and ends up getting 86, so that's why we were way off. We were way off.
Well,
so then
I need to have more faith in people. I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm misjudging everybody. And except for Motorhead, where I gave them way too much credit.
So we've got three more albums left. Looks like I have 3 points because the fix is in. Ben's got a point, and Derek's got a point. So we have 3 more albums left.
I thought he had 2 points.
Let's see, Derek?
No, Ben.
No, Ben's one.
No, Ben's got 1 point.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I've been bolding the score.
I should have gone with an 80 on that thing. I would have won for sure.
Yeah.
So we I said 80, and then I said, nope, 81.
You had to be cute. Like Bill Belichick with a 14-point lead.
Now, you got to remember. Yeah. You gotta remember it now. We have 3 more albums left, so Derek gets 1, Ben gets 1, and I get 1. But if any of us get the exact score, that's 5
game
points.
Changer, yep.
Complete game changer. Sure, so the game is never really over until the last album. You never know. You can get 5 points and you'll take everything.
Yeah.
This is truth, my friend.
So I'm gonna pass it to Derek. Random album. Top of your head, think about it.
Alright. We talked about it earlier, Between the Buried and Me, Silent Circus.
Yes!
We have not picked that album yet, so Between the Buried and Me, Silent Circus. BT Bam. What score do you give that, Derek?
I would give that a... You know, it's got to have at least an 85. It has to.
There's at least no an way. 80s, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way it's below an 85.
It shouldn't be. If it is, I'll be pissed.
Yeah. I'll be real pissed, dude. I'm going to start killing people if it's below 85.
I'm going to be an asshole and give it an 86.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Turn it from 86.
Fucking Price is Right style. God damn. So that goes to me. Picks at 86. Oh, you know what? It's aged for a while, so I'm going to go with a 91. Maybe it sneaks into the 90s.
Probably, honestly, man, I thought about 90s for it.
Barely gets into the 90s, I think. I think people have nostalgia for it. I
didn't say it, but, you know.
So this is where Chris either picks a 92 or an 87.
Dude, I was thinking 91 the entire way, and 87 popped in my brain right after like you said that. So, fuck, dude, you know me.
Well, I'm hoping I for do. An 85 now.
Yeah, right. Guys. It could be an exact score. We don't know.
I wanted to. I don't want to say 92, but I'm going to say 92.
Ah, oh, yes, son of a bitch, bastard. Good.
I can't say $1 and win this.
All right, let's take a look here between the Barrett. I mean, not even on the site. That's the beauty of listening to albums live. It's there's no bullshit.
And the sound of you typing is just a turn on. And
yeah, people love dead air.
I'm aroused.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait a minute. Artist. Let's take a look here.
Are they not on there?
Between the Buried and Me is not showing up on Metal Archives.
Why the fuck? What? Are you kidding me?
What?
I am not kidding.
One of the biggest progressive metal bands that's ever existed.
I am not.
Type in BTBAM.
They have to be on there. Yeah. There's no way they're not on there.
Like, none of their albums are on there? I can maybe see, like, one of their older ones maybe not being on there, but, like, none of their albums are on there?
Like Silent Circus is, like, their first real outlet.
Like, that was their... That was huge. That was like 2003. They exploded.
That was when they got real big.
Yeah.
That was when they started doing, like, Ozfest and shit.
Yeah.
And I saw them back then. Dude, you can't find it?
You search by band name, search by artist name. I mean, Metal Archives can be real fucking dicks about this bullshit.
They don't have Between the Buried and Me,
they are not considering them metal.
Oh, my God.
Remind
me to never,
I searched for Silent Circus.
Look.
For album title. No results found. I searched for band name, and I searched for artist name.
Like, everyone here, we're all metal dudes. We're all gushing over this album, and fucking Metal Archives is like,
I am sad for Metal Archives.
Nope, I got it.
Wait, it's on Metal Archives? I don't think you do. I even searched the word between.
Wow, it says it's a blacklisted, rejected band.
Why?
Metal fucking Archives. That's where the
That's a bunch of bullshit, man. All right, you know what? That means we all get a point.
Yeah, points all around.
Should I pick another one?
Yeah, you can pick another. Like, that's stupid, though. That's garbage. Like, this is why I think they're trash.
I'm pissed, man.
This is why they're trash.
That guy fell over. He's mad. Like,
Mankind's even fucking pissed.
I don't think I've ever been in a room with, like, more than one other person where we've all been like, yeah, Silent Circus is amazing, yeah.
And they fucking completely dumped on that shit. That's the beauty, not the beauty of the game, but
that's why we're using this website for the game, though, right? Is because they're such assholes.
That is the exact reason we use this website. Is because you don't know where they're gonna go with this shit. They don't even qualify between the Buried and Me as metal.
So if they blacklisted literally one of the greatest metal bands, in my opinion, of all time,
you're fair.
Then what the fuck is?
I'd say top 100.
Yeah.
Again, we never say we enjoy any of their ratings.
Good. There's a lot of metal bands, man. Top 100 is good.
We never enjoy any of the ratings they give for the albums or anything. We just know how fucking anal they can be.
Should I pick another one?
How many bands have
you guys come across? I'm curious, like in the history of this game, like where they've been blacklisted.
At least one band name per game comes up. Sometimes people will pick like a new metal band just to be an asshole, and we'll search for fucking Limp Bizkit, and that's not going to come up.
There's absolutely no reason Silent Circus of all their
albums.
I can understand like Alaska On. They could be like really like
Alaska's a metal album. The entire band.
No, I agree, but it's more accessible. I would say.
Yeah.
From that point on, but Silent Circus, no way.
Doesn't even come up. Yep, they
blacklisted my mind and chaps my ass and grinds my gears.
And that's why we have this stupid game.
All right,
so let's pick another.
You know what I think it is? Maybe it was that Pantera cover album they did.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was Pantera cover album?
Because that wasn't good.
It was decent.
Wait, no, they just did a covers album.
Oh, it was just a covers album.
Straight up covers. No,
their cover of Cemetery Gates was not good.
Dude, they did like a Queen cover and shit. Dude, no, those covers were good, man.
The Cemetery Gates album cover was not good.
I thought those covers
were good. Yeah, I can't see Tommy singing Phil.
He does it. He does it differently, man. He does it very Tommy Rogers.
And it wasn't good.
I don't know about it.
I can see it being bad. I haven't
heard it. It wasn't bad.
I can see the Queen cover being good. I haven't heard that one either.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good, though.
So, unfortunately, we have to pick another band. So, go back. I'll search for the band name for us before we do a round of polling this time.
I was really banking on that, man.
I figured that was an obvious. Like, yeah, right. Here we are.
Took me by surprise.
Let me see. Let's do Meshuggah.
I'll look it up. Make sure. Oh,
God,
make sure.
I hope this.
Please tell me Meshuggah's on
if
there.
If they blacklisted Meshuggah,
I'm leaving. I'm gone.
How do you spell Meshuggah?
Meshuggah.
I thought so. Okay, yeah. Band name. Meshuggah's on there. Okay,
good.
I haven't looked at the albums here.
So I'm going to go with the album Nothing.
Nothing. All right.
Which is one of my favorites, but that's not why I'm doing it. Actually, it is exactly why I'm doing it. That was a lie.
Was this their mid-2000s album?
It was before Obzen.
So yeah, mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s, yeah.
So what do you think Nothing gets on Metal Archives, Derek?
It's a lesser-known Meshuggah album. Obzen and the more recent ones are probably the most popular. Obzen because of Bleed, obviously. I think Obzen probably has, I don't know, I'd give it a 78.
Talking about Obzen.
Nothing.
Oh, no, about Nothing. Yeah, Nothing, I'm sorry. 78. Nothing, 78.
78.
I was thinking about Nothing, and I said Obzen because I...
You're thinking about whiskey.
Yeah. You were thinking about whiskey.
Yeah. So Nothing, I would give a 78.
78. This is where Ben picked a 79, isn't it? So what do you think, Ben?
I could be an asshole again, but I'm going to be less of an asshole, and I'm going to go with an 84.
Ooh, 84. Year I was born. Nice. 78.
You too, Bill.
84. 85, brother. 85.
Oh, fuck you.
Fucking dirty. 85 to Nothing by Meshuggah, and we pass it to Kasaris.
Fuck this album. $1.
$1, Bob.
You don't like Nothing? Not a fan?
Nope.
What's your favorite Meshuggah record? Or do you not like Meshuggah at all?
I'm not a big Meshuggah guy.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Nothing by Meshuggah came out in 2006. The average rating... 29%.
I got I trusted myself.
Kasaris with the way.
I thought this album was really.
And that's why we play the game.
I thought this album was really boring. I remember this coming out, and there was a video, and it was basically like, you ever put a song in Windows Media Player and have the wacky thing come up?
Yeah.
Like, it was basically a video of that.
Why I chose Nothing instead of Obzen, because I really was not sure what it would be. I mean, you know. Obzen would probably be much higher because...
Weren't there a bunch of bigger singles on that they had on Nothing?
Yeah.
Obzen gets an 82. I'm sorry, a 73. Obzen got a 73, but Nothing got a 29.
I thought this album was boring.
Nothing is not my favorite album by them.
That's their lowest rated album?
I think Obzen, Chaos Sphere, those are my favorite probably. Shit. You know, I chose Nothing. I do enjoy that record a lot.
Catch 33 is pretty great.
Catch 33 is rad.
Catch gets a 88. That's
probably the one I've listened to and liked.
Yeah.
We got two albums left. I'm going to wrap this episode up. It goes to Ben and then myself. So, Ben, random album?
I'll go with Tesseract's newest album.
Tesseract?
I'm really digging that one right now. It's called Polaris.
Let's take a look-ski here.
They're definitely a big influence on us, on Ladder Math.
Yeah, for sure.
T-E-S?
T-E-S-S.
E-R-A-C-T.
Indeed.
Indubitably. They're not there!
Oh, T-E-S-S-E-R-A-C-T?
Yeah. Yes.
Are they not considered...
Search result. Let me search for artists. I search for band name. But I search for artists. Let's take a look here. Wait, no, that's not Tesseract. Nope, not showing up.
Wow.
They're not a metal band.
Nope,
bro.
It was Tesla.
This website is garbage.
Yep.
And that's why.
All right, what else? How about Haken? They on there?
Probably not.
Look here, band name. Haken.
Honestly, they're not even that metal. I would be surprised.
Oh, well, let me look here. Give me one second. Haken. Let me look at the band members, and you can get, they're from England.
They are.
They're on here.
Oh, why the fuck are they on there? And Tesseract isn't.
Makes
like
no goddamn makes sense. Sense. Again, this site drives us nuts, but that's why
so
we pick it.
What albums are on there? Does it show which? Ones?
Everything from 2008 to 2016.
So, all right, so pretty much every that's pretty much everything.
I don't know this band, so
nice. So I have an advantage.
You may have an advantage.
I will go.
What
with,
album?
Visions, which was I think their second album.
What do you think Metal Archives gave Visions?
I am gonna go with. I love that record. But I feel like it would probably get a 79.
Fair. Purely guessing here, because it comes to me. 82.
Oh, fucking God, again? You cunt.
I haven't picked 82 once.
That was what I was thinking.
I picked 82 twice, actually.
So then it goes to Kazaris.
$1.
$1 Bob. Oh, you son of a bitch. You got it last time. So
you were all about that.
I want to get a point.
You're going to pick $2 out of you. He's not even last.
I'm going to go ahead and give that like a... I personally love... I love that record too, but I'm gonna give it a 10. just to be safe.
Negated my point.
You're probably gonna win. Let's be real.
Just to be safe.
I want to co-pick 82.
All right, discography. Hocken.
82 and a half.
Visions full length 2011 gets a 93.
Oh my god.
93,
good.
Which
I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm really glad.
That's awesome
because it deserves it.
Goes to me. I picked an 82.
Just because you were in front of me, though.
You know that 10 was just a.
Again, you guys are picking the albums here.
Yeah.
So the last album comes to me.
You won.
Clearly. I won the game already. Oh no! If you get an exact score, you get 5
points.
Yeah,
if I get 5, I beat you.
So we're at our last album. This is it, guys. So. I have
pick a Megadeth album. We've been talking about them.
Yeah, I
heard you. I was
the
taking a leak.
Punishment.
So I got 4 points. Kasaris has 1 point. Ben has 1 point. Derek has 1 point. But the next album, if you get the exact score, you can take everything. So I'm winning, but I could lose within one. Fucking one album. Takes an exact score.
You're so tired. You win so much.
Is that you doing Donald Trump? You doing Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump? That's cool.
Is me
you're doing an impression of
me thinking of killing myself.
So the album I pick, I was taking a leak ski and I thought about Slayer happened to jump into the new metal ball game in the
90s. Oh no, you're picking Diabolus in music,
no.
Aren't you?
Well, actually, not. maybe not new metal, but ballpark. God Hates Us All.
Yeah,
they were
this was the album after that, though. Right? Yeah, there was
that's
like
full
like
new metal.
We've been like concentrating in like the early 2000s, like early to mid 2000s tonight.
Yeah,
it just hit me. I was like, all right, I don't know where people are gonna vote this. God Hates Us All.
I have a pretty good idea.
Album. So then I get the first vote. I'm 58. I'm gonna go with a 58. Just to set the foundation here, that means it goes to Kasaris. What do you think?
We're going for exact, so don't worry about picking above or below me. 46.
46 exact. All right. Then that passes on to Derek.
I feel like that album did not really do as well as they had planned.
You're probably right. 2001, I think it came out.
Yeah.
9/11 came out and all that bullshit.
No, I think this
I
was
feel
like 2004.
There are a lot of haters.
God Hates Us All was 2001, I thought, because it came out the same. Pretty much, I thought it came out on September 11th.
Did it really?
It was a Tuesday. Yeah.
That's.
I thought that was Diabolus and Musica.
That's the year.
Yeah, that was earlier,
them.
I think.
Really?
I saw them on...
I won't look it up because I don't want
to
look.
That show I went to, I talked about earlier on the Jägermeister tour, that was... They were touring on that record.
So,
yeah. So
2001, probably.
Yeah, it had to have been 2000, 2001, something like that.
So what do you think Metal Archives gives God Hates Us All?
Fuck. So you went with a 46, you went with a...
I went a 58, Chris Kasaris went a 46.
It did come out in 9/11.
I think I would probably give that one like a 30, 32.
32 ski.
Yeah.
It's all on you, Ben.
What was the highest score?
The highest score so far was a 58 I gave it.
I'm going to go with a 59.
Oh, you fucking bastard. You think people are going to enjoy this? Maybe the nostalgia factor?
I mean, that record, it probably didn't do well on Metal Archives, but I think like it brought them more into the mainstream, so maybe if there's a few of those people on there, it brought it up a little.
I don't think it did that at all.
I thought it got like 4 stars in Rolling Stone.
Son of a bitch. God Hates Us All, Slayer, 2001, came out September 11th. Average review is a 49.
Oh!
The point.
I got the wrong swirly number.
Point goes to Chris Kassaris.
Yep.
Holy shit.
You still got it, but you were very close.
I was thinking of the one that came out like after they were done with the new metal phase, and they were like, all right, we
this one after that, and they went back.
No, I mean, I knew it had to be below 50 for sure, so I was right about that much.
Boy, that was close. That could have been a 5-pointer to take the lead.
I mean, I don't like
Still Raining was the one I was thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah. Another piece of shit.
Son of a bitch, guys.
I never liked really any Slayer stuff, so I was kind of you know.
Rain and Blood is phenomenal.
Rain and Blood is like the everyone album. Likes that. That's,
yes.
That's kind of it for me.
Like, me too. Me too.
Yeah. After seeing them live.
Seasons in the Abyss, I won't. Yeah, I like that one too.
I saw the Big Four play at Yankee Stadium. And
you went to that shit?
I did. And I thought, honestly, I thought Slayer was the best band there. And I'm not, you know, by any means a big Slayer fan. I'm more of a Megadeth guy or a Metallica guy. That's what I grew up listening to.
Me
not
too.
So much Anthrax. But I thought Slayer was the best band there in terms of putting on the best show, tightest band. Yeah.
Damn. Fuck. Well let's wrap it up.
Dumb.
With a fucking let's wrap it up with a fucking round of plugs and we'll call it a day. Kassaris, KES or Nitro Party, anything you want to plug? You dropped
Yeah, I did the Twilight Princess Hyrule Field song.
Yep.
And that was fun. I'm probably going to stay quiet on the KES front for a little while until I finish up the next two Nitro Party albums.
Got to focus on that bullshit this year.
Did some rapping, yeah, the other night. Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
It was a bit, yeah.
Fair?
Yeah, I actually recorded a rap song. It was just a legit me rapping as Macho Man. So it's going to be, the next Nitro Party album is going to be fucking bizarre.
You've sent me a couple of sneak peeks. I'm looking forward to
that. Yeah. Well, I took out the metal of the Be A Man and I just became the rap. It's just a straight up
cover. Straight up rap.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. I'm looking forward to hearing
So that. It's going to be gross.
Loudermath, you guys are, you dropped a music video in the past maybe week or two. You're at the fucking 28K range at this point for views.
A couple of weeks ago, we dropped a music video for our song Trench, which is track 2 on the album. It's the first song on the album. The first track is the beginning of Trench, and then Trench happens.
Little intro.
We have an intro.
Yeah. So it's track 2 off our debut, and we made a music video, and it came out. When did we release that? Like 2 Fridays ago, something like that?
I believe so.
Yeah. It hit like 28,000 views or something today. Kind of cool.
Besides the album, anything you want to plug? Shows or anything else coming up?
We're working on a tour. Don't want to say anything prematurely, but...
Can't say anything prematurely,
but
in the works.
Working on it. It's in the works.
It is happening 100%, and it will be announced soon, and that's all we can say.
That is all we can say.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open and your ears peeled. Whatever the fuck you say.
Exactly.
Whatever the fuck goddamn word is. So, Latimer.
Your senses, I guess.
Yeah. You know, dot your I's, cross your T's, and all that bullshit. So follow Loudermath, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that bullshit.
We just launched our new website, actually. It's loudermathofficial.com.
That gives you everything.
That gives you everything. It's all there. You can buy our record there, a bunch of links, link to our Bandcamp and shit like that. Yeah, but follow us on like the Instagram thing and the Facebook thing, and I guess we have a Twitter.
You'll figure it out.
We have a Twitter.
Yeah,
Loudermath. Just fucking look it up. That's
we're
all.
There. Yeah. We exist. We're
Google present. That shit.
It's with T's, not D's.
With
L-A-T-T-E-R.
L-A-T-T-E-R.
Cross those T's, goddammit.
Cross them T's.
Like you don't climb the ladder. It's different.
You are the ladder.
You are.
Yeah.
It's a letter.
That's good. I like that.
Letter, man.
You are the letter. I got to plug my own shit. We just finished a long weekend of mixing for the new Drive By Bukkake vinyl record that'll be out this year. We spent the whole goddamn weekend mixing it. It's in mastering phase now. Artwork's coming out soon. Keep your fucking eyes open and ears peeled, whatever the hell you want to say, for that bullshit. Dude, Neck Breaker.
Drive By Bukkake.
Best, Jinder Mahal.
Best fucking band name I've ever heard.
Jinder Mahal is the number one contender right now, and I could not be more psyched for wrestling.
Because it makes me think about gross things when I hear it, and I love that.
You know, it's...
Drive By Bukkake. Like, come on, man. Think about what that entails.
I think
imagine a Drive By Bukkake. Like, imagine watching that happen. That blows my mind.
I used to think of Brian, John, and Sam... like in a car that was driving by someone's house, and all three of them in like the back seat with the windows open, just like pretending to whack off,
going to town.
I think about
shooting
a poor,
like mayonnaise at people.
I think about a poor person walking down the street, whether it's a guy, a girl, doesn't matter. Just a poor.
They're human all picking being. The inside.
A pure, like a poor sap of a human being walking down the street, minding their own business, and all of a sudden. A van shows up.
It's got to be a van.
12 guys get out of the van, and they all jerk off on that person. And they get in the van, and they leave. And it's the most horrible thing in the entire world.
But, like, drive-bys are fast, and jerking off is, like, several,
well,
like, minutes.
They've been jerking off already in the van,
yeah,
so they're, like, ready.
They have to plan the jerk-off in
yeah.
advance.
Do they have a fluffer?
They're all like a...
There's a fluffer. There's a fluffer involved. Okay, I get it now.
They're all like pinching it. Like it's all, you know, like they're all ready to go.
I don't pinch that shit. I just fucking unload,
you
know?
Oh, you can't pinch it. It hurts.
You know,
but,
yeah.
like, you know they're all pinching it. So, you know, it's... Yeah, fuck.
Oh,
this
God.
Is disgusting.
You know, guys. They say women are on their own cycles together. They time their cycles or whatever together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do a group of dudes time their bukkake together? Like they're all ready to come at the same time on somebody. There are.
It's like something that they practice, probably, man. I think, like, you know,
it's not something you practice. It's spontaneous.
Is that something that you guys work on as a band?
You know, it's part of the band practice. It's the only band practice that we do.
Jerk off together, and
we don't
time your
learn our songs. We just, you know, time our jerk.
Time your ejaculations properly.
That's pretty much all we do.
You guys have your
and we make money.
Straight.
We make money and we time our jerking off. So,
you know, the end of the story is, you know, your band name rules. It makes me think of horrible, disgusting things, and I like that. So,
that's what metal's all about.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I think of you guys specifically doing it.
Just, that's all.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be you guys in the van that I mentioned. You know,
most likely,
or it could be a bunch of like 65-year-old men that look like Ron Jeremy with like, you know, 19-inch schlongs.
That's more like it.
Oof, lucky dudes.
Fire, lucky. I don't know if you're lucky. You have 19-inch schlongs. I mean, dude, like who can
make a lot of money with a dick like that?
Who can you fuck?
Haven't you seen Boogie Nights?
Who in the real world can you fuck with a 19-inch schlong?
You've got the touch. You've got the power.
Let's wrap this bullshit up. Neckbreaker is produced by Gauntlet Creative. Start your own show at gauntletcreative.com. If you want to start your own podcast, all that bullshit will take care of you. Neckbreaker.net/shop. Buy our t-shirts to help us break even. Pay the bills around here. Follow us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at NB Podcast. And if you're broke, let's face facts, you're broke. Follow us and tell your friends about our show. Word of mouth is free. Free. It's good.
It's good.
Casaris, Derek, Ben from Laddermath, thank you guys for coming out this evening.
We're very, very sorry.
Playing the Metal Archives game. You regret everything you've done.
Thank you for having us.
Very sorry.
And I assume we won't be back.
Yeah, I assume you'll never want us to come back. And,
that's all right. I haven't been recording this whole time.
And,
so.
you're never going to hate.
Guys, cheers and beers.
Dude.
Cheers and beers.